Amazing History, Mount Rushmore. Have you ever looked at a cliff face and thought you saw a human face? Carved into the southeast face of a mountain in South Dakota are the faces of not one, but four presidents of the United States. Attracting over 2 million tourists every year, Mount Rushmore National Memorial near Keystone in South Dakota is a monumental granite sculpture of former U.S. presidents George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Theodore Roosevelt, and Abraham Lincoln. The idea for such an attraction came from historian Duane Robinson in 1923 to promote tourism in South Dakota and to help people remember American history. The following year, Robinson persuaded sculptor Gutzon Borglum to take on this mammoth undertaking. Borglum chose four presidents from the past whose images he wanted to carve. In 1927, when Borglum was 60 years old, work began on the monument. First, 500,000 tons of rock was removed from the mountainside. Then, explosives were used to make the rock into the basic shape. Finally, by drilling and chiseling, Borglum carved the details of the faces. It took 14 years, 400 workers, and $1 million to complete the 18-meter-high faces. Amazingly, there were only a few injuries and no deaths in the making of the monument. The faces were unveiled and dedicated one by one. In 1934, the image of Washington was completed and ready to be dedicated. The image of Jefferson was unveiled in 1936, followed by that of Lincoln in 1937 and Roosevelt in 1939. Originally, the figures were to be carved from head to toe. Sadly, Borglum died in 1941, before the monument was completed. After his death, his son Lincoln Borglum continued the carving, but insufficient funds forced the carving to end.